Tulsi Gabbard says Soleimani strike violates constitution, further escalates this tit-for-tat. By Hannah Blow on January 3, 2020. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, reacted to the U.S. strike that eliminated Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most significant military leader, suggesting that the action violated the constitution and warning that it further escalates this tit-for-tat. For what? The presidential hopeful and Iraq war veteran said during an interview with Fox and Friends on Friday that the airstrikes, which were directed by President Trump, were very clearly an act of war and clearly violated the Constitution due to the absence of authorization from Congress. This was very clearly an act of war by this president without any kind of authorization or declaration of war from Congress, clearly violating the Constitution, she said on Fox and Friends. It further escalates this tit-for-tat that's going on and on and on. Will elicit a very serious response from Iran and push us deeper and deeper into this quagmire, she continued. And it really begs the question, for what? I've said for a long time that going to war with Iran would make the war in Iraq and even Afghanistan look like a picnic, she added, emphasizing the lack of a declaration of war against Iran. I think that's a really important point, she said. The Pentagon said in a statement that Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region and that the strike was a defensive act. This strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans, the statement continued. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. As Breitbart News reported, the Pentagon said Soleimani had orchestrated attacks on U.S.-led coalition bases in Iraq over the last several months, including one on December 27, which killed an American contractor and wounded U.S. service members and Iraqi personnel. The Pentagon also said Soleimani approved the attacks on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad that took place earlier this week. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned of harsh retaliation and declared 3 days of public mourning for the military figure. The great revenge awaits the criminals whose filthy hands are dirtied with his blood and the blood of the other martyrs in last night's incident, he wrote in a letter to the nation, calling Soleimani a martyr. The martyr Soleimani was a persona who fought in the global arena, and all those who support the struggle demand to avenge his blood, the letter continued. Gabbard stated that the president's decision will lead us to an outcome that actually further undermines our national security and needlessly sends more of our troops into harm's way. You know, Trump talked a lot in his campaign for the presidency, and even since he's been in office, about how he wants to end forever wars, but his actions tell a different story, she stated. General Qasem Soleimani has killed or badly wounded thousands of Americans over an extended period of time, and was plotting to kill many more, but got caught. Trump wrote on Friday, adding that Soleimani was directly and indirectly responsible for the death of millions of people.